This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rolling along, 7 o'clock on a Thursday. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be with our guy, Pitt Maller. Brought to you by the Landing and Liberty. Shout out Maloney. Somebody in the text line said Maloney could do a better job coaching the Celtics than Mazzulla.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, probably could. He's still petitioning the NBA to move that game to 5 o'clock because it fits his schedule better.
He's still trying.
Somebody says Mazzulla needs a press conference with Doug Gottlieb to get his team shooting.
Oh, I like
better.
That. That's very, yeah, Gottlieb will fix this thing. Yes. Isn't Mazzulla a town in Montana, too?
Missoula, Montana. Yeah, I think so.
Maybe he ought to go there and get away.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be fine. We'll figure this out.
We'll figure it out. Sure. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Someone asked, did the Royals win? Yes.
Yes, they did. You can check Google. It's the MLB app. If you need to know the score of a game, grab your phone.
Mac will be there today, section 135, row S, seats 3 and 4.
Yep, find me.
No, I kid. No, Royals go for the sweep today. We'll dive into that a little bit more because they should be. They should be going for the sweep. That's just exactly what we asked them to do. That's exactly what they're doing. They've won 14 of the last 16, one of the hottest teams in baseball.
Smash.
And Boston is coming into town. Yes, smash or pass.
Oh, Boston's coming here, too. Yeah, look Boston. At that. Yeah.
Your cousins from Boston.
I love the passive-aggressive text. Did the Royals win last night? I don't know. Grab your phone and check for yourself, pal.
Well, a lot of
stats and info
according
here.
To the Vern show, it sounds like a lot of people are unimpressed.
Unimpressed with the win.
You only have Clico to drink for champagne? Yes, that's it. Oh, normally we have Ace of Spades and Dom. I guess the White Sox will have to do.
See, for me, I don't like champagne. If there's a bottle of Andre and I got to drink a drink, that's fine. But I hate champagne. Oh, it gives me heartburn.
Like, I love champagne. Okay. God, I love champagne.
I like it.
Which side do you want to start with the disrespect, fellas? You
want all of it.
Okay. So early 2025 wide receiver ranks.
Wide receivers? Yeah. All right, let's do it.
Not wanks, ranks. When it comes to the NFL, not one chief is mentioned in the top 14.
Not one in the top 14. I can understand why Rashee Rice is, and he's coming back, obviously, from injury, and then there may be a suspension involved. Mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy coming off a rookie year as a wide receiver. Hollywood Brown. Yeah, like I don't mind the fact that there's no wide receivers in the top 14 of the NFL. That doesn't bother me. There's a lot of really good wide receivers.
Rookie in that list.
Two
rookies. One for the Panthers and one for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. One from the Ohio State University for the Bucks. But man,
Yeah, it's tough to put rookies on that list. I do look at that and I go, okay, you've got two rookies on the list of who put this list out, by the way.
Top one fantasy.
Maybe they're going
fantasy numbers.
What they're thinking, because if you're doing it based on fantasy numbers, then you never put any Chiefs up there, right? Because we know how that works.
Right.
But every year, you forgot what was going on the year before. People are like, oh, I got to take all the Chiefs. No, you don't, because they're not going to get you a lot of fantasy. So I understand that from a fantasy standpoint ranking. You're probably not going to have those guys up there on that list. But you also don't know what guys in Carolina and Tampa are going to do when they've not played in the NFL yet. You think they're going to be big weapons for those teams.
Sure.
But what if they don't adjust to the league?
Because Rashee Rice, before he got hurt last year, was doing essentially what Nico Collins was doing last year. Mm-hmm. And Nico Collins is fourth on this list. Mm-hmm. So I think there is a little bit of a shade of disrespect. Because if you're going to put two rookies on this list that you've never seen, but you're not going to put a guy on there that's had a year and 3 weeks and yet is coming back. Yes, obviously, probably facing suspension. But if you're basing it off potential and you're seeing what you saw last year from Rashee Rice, like, I think Rashee Rice should be in the top 14 on this list. And yes, I'm biased.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what I watched last year. The guy was a yak king. The guy was the number one target in a Patrick Mahomes offense, which, to debunk the argument of you can't take a chief, Rashee Rice showed you last year that you can take a chief in fantasy football. And at receiver, because yes, Xavier Worthy is there, but Xavier Worthy gets his numbers on the home run play. He's what you'd call a flex, right? Or you would stream or fade when it comes to the matchup. And Rashee Rice seems like a guy that when he's on the football field, Mahomes' new favorite target will not be Travis Kelce. Like, I would like to have seen what Travis Kelce's numbers would have been if Rashee Rice would have played the entire year.
Would have been a lot better, but you just made the point why he's not on that list. You said he played a year and three games. People forgot about Rashee Rice. You know, he was injured in September. Nobody remembers who he is. I mean, that's just the world in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody remembers what you did yesterday. It's all about what you're going to do tomorrow. And people think about Rashee Rice. Oh, he didn't play at all last year, so there's no, oh, he's going to be suspended. So, you know, there's a lot of doubt around Rashee Rice going into the season, which is fine. I mean, and there should be, right? You didn't play an entire year, basically, and you're going to be suspended. Nobody knows what to expect out of you. So I understand that. It's up to Rashee Rice, though, when he comes back in October or whenever he gets to play, who knows, that he goes out there and or maybe he won't be suspended, but he goes out there and picks up right where he left off and doesn't show any signs of that injury you know, continuing to lag behind. Yeah. But you got hurt in September, man. The NFL forgot about you by the time the year ended.
I still just think the disrespect of having two rookies on there.
That's crazy to
me. And one of them's not even the best receiver on his team. Mike Evans, hello.
Mike Evans is still around, I thought. But
yeah, 1,000 yards every year, 10 touchdowns, something like that.
But that goes back to the whole, like, adjusting to the pros. Like, we don't know. Just because you were picked in the first round doesn't mean you're going to be a good player. 50% of these first-round picks are total failures. The wide receiver position is so reliant on having your quarterback get you the ball. I like Baker Mayfield. Who's the quarterback again down there in Carolina?
Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce Young.
He looked good last year.
Yeah, he had a couple of games.
Second half of the season.
Yeah, we'll see.
Second half.
We'll see where he is right now. But rookies on this list, they may be great college players, but just because you're a great college player doesn't mean you're going to be a great professional player. And so that's a big deal for me, that adjustment from the college to the NFL. Can you do it? There's no guarantees that these guys are. In fact, you got two wide receivers on this list that are rookies. The odds say one of them will be a total failure in the NFL.
For sure. Yeah.
So
they got Tevin Millen above A.J. Brown.
That's right. That's right. So speaking of rookies and more disrespect, the tight ends. Power rankings. Mm. Now, this is just power rankings. This had nothing to do with your fantasy football team. Number one, Brock Bowers. Number two, Trey McBride. Number three, George Kittle. Number four, Tyler Warren.
What's his numbers last year in the league?
Hasn't had any yet.
Oh.
Penn State. Number five, Travis Kelce. Again, love Bowers and McBride. McBride, great dude. Love that guy.
That sounds like a TV show. Tonight on Bowers and McBride.
Yeah. Bowers, we know, right? He's
the real deal.
Yeah, can't disrespect that.
Got the same,
hard not to put him at number one at this point in
got
time.
The same hairstyle as Thibodeau. 50 years younger. But Brock Bowers, I think, but no Sam Laporta on this list. That is, insane to me.
They got Tyler Warren on the list. He's a rookie.
And that's where we're at again. Like, we're putting... Are we jumping the gun?
Who does Tyler Warren play for again?
Colts.
Who's his quarterback?
Yeah, exactly.
Anthony Richardson.
Tony Richardson, bad landlord, or Daniel Jones.
To be fair, Brock Bowers' quarterback last year was Aiden O'Connell and a backup in Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I get it. The hype is there for Tyler Warren, and there's been a few tight ends that have bucked the trend of, year one tight ends don't live up to the hype, right? I mean, obviously, Bowers and Laporta.
McBride
did it well. I mean, McBride's a stud.
McBride's a beast.
He's fine. But
just couldn't get in the end zone.
Travis
Kelce below Tyler Warren and George Kittle is hilarious.
It's no respect for Travis Kelce. At worst, Travis should be three on this list. And at best, he should probably be two on this list, right behind Brock Bowers. Because you get the legacy, votes from me for Travis Kelce. This guy's been nothing but consistent in the NFL, a consistent 1,000-yard receiver. In his entire career, you look at Travis Kelce's numbers, it ain't far off from 1,000 yards every single year that he's been in this league. And there's something to be said for consistency and doing it over and over and over and over again. And nobody being able to stop you when you show them 1,000 times what you do, step right, turn left and spin and go up the field and nobody can stop it. He's unbelievable.
So good.
No, I was just going to ask what are the stats this year?
First four games will be interesting without Rice. If it's four, maybe it's six. But again,
true.
I guess I'd have to wait for him to come back. But if let's just hypothetically say he doesn't miss any time.
Yeah.
He just plays a full season. I would think that you're looking at maybe 20 less catches and 150 less yards.
Okay.
So 65 and 750. I'm good with that.
So for Travis?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to say he's about 1,000 again.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I am. Same where he is.
Yeah, because I do also think it's going to be senioritis year, man. They're going to go out and have fun together. This is it. This is the last time Patrick and Travis are going to play together.
They say.
I think we're going to see some wild stuff. I do. I think we're going to see them having fun.
Right,
I think we're going to see some crazy stuff. I think we're going to see, I don't know. I just feel like this is the last summer, folks. You watch American Pie yet?
I have. Yes, I watched it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes, okay. I watched it yesterday.
You watched it yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
So did you really?
I did.
Really?
I swear.
Okay. Yeah.
By the moon. real quick before we go to break. And then the quarterbacks. Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes.
Let's go to break. It is time Time to talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, oh my goodness, the NBA playoffs, the Knicks and the Celtics. How about the New York Knickerbockers? Or maybe it's how about the Boston Celtics? What's the bigger story, the Knicks coming back or the Celtics choking?
Well, I am a firm believer of the mantra. It's good to be out with you guys, by the way. I'm a firm believer in the mantra that the better story is in the losing locker room. The Boston, it's now in their head. I'm convinced it's now in the head of the Celtics these last couple of games. 20-point leads in both. And I went back. I crunched the numbers on the overnight show. When they went up by 20, the Celtics, they were up by 20 with 3 minutes to go in the game. 3 minutes or 3 minutes in the third quarter. 3 minutes and 12 seconds. They shot 17.9% the rest of the game. I don't even know if that's possible. They did. Like, that is next level chokage by the Boston Celtics. And now the Knicks are set up. I mean, this is wild. This is supposed to be a Knick team that's going to roll over, maybe like a gentleman sweep for the Celtics in this series. And now it's wild that the Celtics could lose the way they've lost at home. It's insane. And you figure, well, they lost the first one because they just kept shooting 3-point shots. There's no way that'll happen again. And it happened again. It's wild.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, in the series, Boston is 25 for 100 shooting the 3-point shot. They've taken 100 shots in two games and only made 25 of them. That's roughly 25% if you're doing the math. Why do they continue to shoot this stuff? To me, this is where analytics Fs up games all the time, man.
Yeah, well, they are firm believers in the doctrine, the Boston Celtics, of analytics. And that's really the reason Joe Mazzulla is the coach. I mean, well, obviously they needed a coach because Ime Udoka got in some personal trouble, so he got let go. But Joe Mazzulla, he just follows the dogma. It's like having a manager, you know, these baseball managers that, like Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts doesn't make any decisions with the Dodgers. He just follows what the analytics tell him to do. And Joe Mazzulla, the same way. Like, when they won the Celtics won the championship last year, he during that run, he said, well, we live in the expected world, and we attack the game analytically. Like, he brags about it. Like, he's like, well, we miss shots. As we've talked about, Bob and Dusty, over the time here, like, in the regular season, the analytics make sense, but small sample size in the playoffs, and, hey, you have a couple more bad games. Maybe you start making shots, but you make shots 8 games from now, but you don't have 8 more games because you're in a slump. But they don't believe in slumps. They don't. The analytics say, "Well, oh, you're eventually going to make them, so just keep shooting them and just follow the math, and that's all you have to do." And I was not great at math, so I don't follow the math. I think occasionally maybe you should change things up when you're obviously melting down. But Joe Mazzulla, he wouldn't even call a timeout at the end of the game. And the other thing too about that Celtics Knicks game is Jason Tatum, who's supposed to be one of the top 10 players in the NBA, probably top 5. He thinks he's top 5. He was on a switch matched up with Mitchell Robinson, who's this big lumbering guy for the Knickerbockers, and he didn't even get a shot off. How is that possible?
Well, the real guys show up in the real times, and Jason Tatum's whole career, he's been chasing that. Last year, he wasn't the finals MVP. It was Jaylen Brown. You've got to be out of your mind if you really think that this series is in a huge advantage for the Knicks. I would assume that you guys both, Ben, obviously talking to you, you would have to think that somehow this series goes back to even after they leave New York, right? Like, drama in the real garden's upcoming, correct?
No, I'm not convinced of that. I'm not convinced of that because the Celtics are not going to change. They're not going to change. And even if they go up, Dusty, even if Boston's leading by 20 on Saturday afternoon at the Mecca there in New York, as they like to call it, they're up by 20. It's going to be in the back of their head. They both are. Jaylen Brown screwed up. He futzed around with the ball in game one, and then Tatum in game two. And they're going to get absolutely annihilated by the Boston media. I know, I guess they'll be in New York this weekend, but they're still in Boston for now. So they're just going to get torn up. And then, you know, we'll see. They start missing 3-point shots again. The thing is, they're not going to change. There's no way they're going to change. This is how they're going to lose. It's, you know, live by the 3-point shot, die by the 3-point shot. I think that was in the Bible. That's what they're doing. And so that's the mantra.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, and I think, though, it could go one of two ways. Like, Boston could use this as fuel and say, all right, let's be men and put on our big boy pants and go kick some ass and get revenge. Or they could just melt down and say, ah, screw it, we're going to Galveston. Which one do you think is better?
Well, the better story is I think the Celtics, you know, they come back and they win. You know, it's like that would be good. But for talk radio purposes, the complete collapse, because the Celtics are getting sold. The story came up a couple weeks back, and the new owner is expected to unload. Probably Jaylen Brown's gone. A couple other Holiday's going to be gone. Like a couple of the key guys for the Celtics. This is the last dance. They're going to thin the roster, and there's I don't want to get into it here, but there's aprons and salary aprons and all this nonsense. And so they're going to have to get rid of some players, and the players know it. They know they're not going to be around. So it's like that affecting them, and then that story is going to come out, and then it's going to get ugly, and the people start calling each other names. And so that's all good for talk radio. But what the Celtics are supposed to be the top team in the NBA, even though they weren't the top team in the East, they're supposed to be the top team. And if they're not there, what are we going to have? Like the Knicks and the Timberwolves or the Thunder in the finals or Indiana? How about Indiana and Oklahoma City? Would you guys mention that at all? Probably not. No airtime on the show, right? Yeah.
No, not at all. But I mean, look, hey, I'm rooting for New York. I don't know if I'm rooting for them to succeed or them to fail. Is there another sports team that comes to your mind that you actually have maybe 50% of fan bases that are rooting for failure but also rooting for success? Because nobody roots for Dallas to succeed. Everybody's rooting for the Chiefs to fail. Only the Kansas City area or metro is rooting for them to succeed. Is there another team that's kind of like this in sports?
Well, for me, it's the Lakers. I want them to fail. I'm surrounded by Laker people, so I love when they lose. And especially this year was really good, Dusty, because when they got Luka, it was nonstop Laker propaganda about, oh, they're going to win. They're the greatest team in the world. And they went out and they rode the vomit comet against Minnesota. And so I loved every second of that. And so that's another team. The Knicks thing is amazing, though. People talk about the Cowboys. And it's like, oh, man, they haven't won since the 90s. The Knicks haven't won since the 70s, like the early 70s. Like, and yet many Knicks fans, I have family from New York, a couple of my cousins who are big Knicks fans. The way they talk about the Knicks, it's like there's just a little bit behind the Celtics, a little bit behind the Lakers. It's like they haven't really been good up until the last couple of years in like 15 years. So it is wild what's going on with the Knicks fans. And the Garden, you see how much the tickets are going for? They're like $50,000 tickets for the game on Saturday for game 3. 50 grand to sit near, you know, Tracy Morgan so he can vomit on the court. It's wild.
That's unbelievable. $50,000 to get into game 3. How much are they going to be paying to get in to watch the Dallas Browns play in that Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus down there? Ooh, George Pickens. And people know his name, so they think it's a good move.
Yeah. This is a classic. I actually got a call on the overnight show from a Cowboy fan. I don't like you're saying mean things about Pickens. Like, what am I saying? He is, think about where you are. He was the top receiver for the Steelers. He was a second-round pick, and the Steelers essentially just handed him to the Cowboys for very little in return. Like, what kind of a knucklehead? Like, how much trouble were you causing Mike Tomlin where he's like, all right, that's enough. I'm done. I'm out. We'll just get rid of you. Because they don't want to pay him. Because they got to pay him after this year. And so the idea that anyone's going to go to the Cowboys and have this great return, how many guys have gone to the Cowboys in the last 30 years and things have gotten better for them? I mean, there have been a couple, but not many, right? Mostly you go there and it's like the Bermuda Triangle. You're just kind of stuck and you don't, I mean, you might vanish. Maybe you'll play well against bad teams. And then when you play good teams, you fall apart. And so it's the same old thing. But is this an all-in move, by the way? Does this count as all-in? They got George Pickens, who's never been to, forget the All-Pro. He's never even been to the Pro Bowl where they play like hopscotch now. He's never even been to that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when anything happens in Dallas, whether it's – I think it was kind of the same. Maybe I'm not right about this, but when Brandon Cooks went there, like it kind of gave me the same vibe. Like, oh, Brandon Cooks is going to Dallas. He might be that guy to go with, you know, the next guy out there. But it's always – it is always magnified. And I never really believed in the whole – you know, Ringling Bros circus thing that you guys bring up about Jerry Jones until now, and you guys are affecting my brain because it is interesting how Dallas and Jerry Jones have done this like a virus in the NFL, right? Like I watched the show The Last of Us. I'm sure you're familiar. It's very interesting how it affects people slowly, but then destroys them. That's what Jerry Jones has done to Dallas and their fan base, I believe. He is a virus. Like, he has let them to believe that whatever he does is going to work out because he's got three rings that he hangs on to from the early 90s to convince them of that. Kind of like how you say Knicks fans in the 70s nowadays say they're just behind these other teams. Dallas has been relevant for 25 years and done absolutely nothing, and it amazes me because now I am seeing everything come to life.
Yeah. Well, Bob's been on this for a long time. I've complained about it too, but it is much like the circus, right? He's like Jerry Jones is the carnival barker. You won't believe your eyes, right? Fun for all ages, cavalcade of clowns. Come on down. But it's also one of those like self-fulfilling prophecies. The Cowboys and the Lakers, I'm convinced that I'm going to let you know how we make the hot dogs. If you want to get reaction on social media or on a radio show, just connect any NBA player that's going to be traded to the Lakers. Like, every great player's got to play for the Lakers. So you start the rumor, and it's the whole plot, and people get all excited and all that. And then sometimes it happens, sometimes it's not. And the same thing with the Cowboys. Well, the Cowboys are about to turn the corner. Like, the wide receiver that they got, remember Amari Cooper a few years back? Well, I guess he's a free agent. He might go back there. But when they got him from the Raiders, they were like, oh, this guy's going to be the greatest thing in the world. And he put up some good numbers, and they didn't win. So it's like the same thing, right? So, but it is fun for all ages talking about the Cowboys because it never gets old. They never win, and every year it's like the circle of life with the Cowboys where they hype up the team in the offseason, they win some games early in the year, they look like they're pretty good, beat up some bad teams, then they start playing some better teams, they lose, but then they make the playoffs usually, and then the first good team they play in the playoffs, they dig their own grave, and then the whole process starts over.
It really does. It's like clockwork. Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy game 3 on Saturday at the Real Garden, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, it's brought to you by our good folks at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben is looking like he's rooting for the New York Knickerbockers as well to prevail in this series. Game 3 on Saturday at 2:30.
And what is it? Maloney wants it at 5?
5. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Works better for his schedule.
I gotcha.
So when he comes over to your house at 5 o'clock looking for the game, you can direct him
yeah.
to.
Yeah, dude. The hell's this guy doing in a tie-dye shirt and a bucket hat at my house at 7 o'clock at night?
Looking dude. For the game? Hey,
hey guys.
Have you ever seen
the shotgun, Hannah? Get it.
The old beginning of Old School where the guy knocks on the door. Hey, I'm here for the, you know, and that's Mac, you did not see Old School.
No.
I'm excited for you to break down American Pie tomorrow, though.
Yeah, let's do it.
So now you understand the reference when I say, well, just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Yeah.
Yes. I always wonder if it was like hot, like when he did that.
There's no way.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think hot. Probably warm, maybe.
Yeah. Like a warm apple pie.
And now you know.
Would you like an apple pie with that?
Now you know where the flute went.
Yep.
Yeah.
One time at band camp. Geez, now you get that reference as well. Yep. You can see why I was in love with Tara Reid for my entire. I mean, absolutely. She was smoking hot in that movie. Yes. Tara Reid has always been my number one. And then things happen. But man, in that movie, good God.
What happened?
I don't know. I really don't know. And Shannon Elizabeth, how hot is she?
Oh, yeah, Nadia.
What a great movie.
Yeah,
what
it was a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I kind of came in like, I don't know, I just didn't know what to expect. Yeah. It was great.
It's a great coming-of-age movie. And very quotable is right.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. What a great, great, great movie. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. You'll break it down for us tomorrow. And then you can tell Maloney all about it when he shows up at 7 o'clock. I'm here for the game.
The best part of the whole movie is Casanova at the very beginning tries to win her over and then drop the line. Beautiful. I'm sorry, what? I'll drop you off with your friends. Let's get into one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
I'm smiling because does Binkley know he only has a 2-hour show today?
No, I even said I walked out there. I was like, Binkley, 2 hours today. Must be nice. Like, Hey, let me tell you something, Dust, man. You know that SEC baseball is high A. That's what Vern said.
That was his first comment to you. Because I'm not surprised that it was.
No, because he's now on the Caglione train to get him to the big leagues. He goes, the Royals window is now.
Yep. Time to win now is what he says.
No, he's not wrong about
that. I'm all in. I'm like, dude, we need more people like Binkley.
Yes.
You got way more followers than I do, dude. Get this Caglione thing going.
Let's go, yes.
Come on.
No, Binkley's not wrong. It is the time to win right now. Absolutely. Capitalize on that. That's why I want you to go out and get a major league ready bat. A guy that knows what he's doing at the big league level. Let Cags play next year.
Yeah, but if he comes up and hits like 10 home runs.
Well,
and like,
then we got a different conversation, right?
That BMA Foundation ball looks like it's going to be a hit.
What if he did come up, though, and struggled, and then the fans turn? Like, his fans are mad that the team's winning right now.
I don't
want
to have that conversation. What's the word for starting off, Mac?
One word on the Royals winning 5 in a row.
Awesome.
I think 14 of the last 16?
Yep. Entertaining, man, because last night, perfect sports world for, I think, all three of us, right? Like,
I had the two TVs going to the basement. Because of the rain last night, we had our soccer game canceled, so I had to go inside and watch the games.
Oh, well, that's all right. But, yeah. You had a game in which, I think, Bobby Witt Jr. went YAMO?
Yep.
Right?
That's about it, you know?
Yeah, Michael Garcia, he led off.
Yeah, Garcia.
Randomly. Yeah. It's like somebody was talking about
it
the other day.
That up.
And just like, hey, you know, if I had to have some sort of say about the line. I put Michael Garcia at the top, see what happens. Well, John Lynch's got 387 OPB, and his OPS is nar-nar. How about Michael Garcia lead off just to see what happens? I don't know. First at bat, single. Second at bat, double off the wall. Look good.
He's a really good baseball player right now. He should be an all-star. I was thinking about with Vinny Pasquantino yesterday announcing that he's playing for Team Italy, which is the coolest thing ever, man. I love
cool.
it. So cool. That he gets to play for his country and whatnot. Everybody's going to be doing that in the World Baseball Classic, and the fans really love it. Is Michael Garcia going to be on a World Baseball Classic team based on the way that he's playing right now?
No, but he's going to be on the All-Star
team. He ought to be on the All-Star team. He's an All-Star.
And I don't know if we have time for this conversation. You could honestly say right now you have 5 Royals that should be on the All-Star roster.
Well, you've got Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt.
Reagans.
You're talking from pitching standpoint as well.
Bubich,
yeah. See, the pitching is different.
I don't know why Estevez isn't on that roster.
Yeah.
He's in the tops of closing.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, I don't know why he's on. I don't know why he wouldn't be on the roster.
I wonder if Q gets the opportunity to sit on the bench for Aaron Boone this year. I mean, you played him in the playoffs, right? Like that.
I feel like he doesn't want to do that. He's like, I just want to stay home.
Yeah. Give me the break.
He wants to go to gratefulfred.com and order stuff, which is an actual website. I'm not
really?
Kidding. I sent it to him yesterday. I go, have you ever seen this website? He goes, no. And I never heard back from him the rest of the day. He must have been knee deep in gratefulfred.com. But that's where you get all your Grateful Dead. It's a really cool website. It's like officially licensed Grateful Dead stuff.
Cool. That is awesome. Mm.
And they've got other bands that they're officially licensed for as well and stuff in the music industry. Pretty cool website.
0% chance Garcia is an all-star.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Got a couple smaller stories to get to that we won't cover as much the rest of the day. I want to get to in one word here. One word on the Utah Mammoth. It's the name of the new hockey The Utah Mammoth? The new hockey team, the new logo that came out yesterday.
I had no idea there's a new hockey team.
Yeah, fantastic.
I think it's great.
I think they did a really good job with the name. It's hard to name a team. I think they hit a home run with the name. And I love the logo, too. It's got the mountains that turn into the mammoth.
The tusk is a U.
Yeah. The whole thing is really good. The colors look good. They did a really good job with this one. So,
and they have, like, the mountains. If you look at the mountains, it's actually the shape of Utah.
Yeah.
Everything that I saw about it yesterday.
It's the hardest thing to do in sports is to name a team, as Brother Ryan once said. And he's right about that, because you get the name wrong, you know, you're screwed. So you want to bring an NBA team to Kansas City. What are you calling it?
Ooh. I don't know. Something to do with the monarchy. We need to keep the kingdom theme alive, but it can't be the king. So I don't know. I'd have to think about it. But I do like the mammoth, and I like it's the mammoth versus the avalanche. It's the non-plural rivalry that's going to begin in the NHL.
A lot of people talk about the Nashville Predators against the mammoth, similar type of, you know.
Ice Age,
yes, exactly. We're one animal away from having the trio of Ice Age animals.
We need to be the Kansas City Sloths.
Kansas City Sloths,
there it is,
here we
come. The KC Sloths. For a basketball team, that would not be so good.
Yeah.
But I think for a hockey team, I don't know.
I don't hate it. Be a fun mascot.
Yeah.
One word, NBC has announced they are going to have basketball back, the NBA back on NBC. They're using AI to recreate Jim Fagan's voice for their NBA promos.
Criminal. And not because he's dead. It's criminal because of what AI is doing when it comes to taking away jobs from hardworking Americans. AI is the devil. AI is scum. AI is eliminating jobs.
Ditto. To Bob. I mean, I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's like they want to do that. Wasn't it like the first real one, like Robin Williams' voice? Like Disney wanted to like AI his voice so they could do like other projects and like use him for it.
It's true.
Like,
yep.
Nah, man, he's leftist. He made that very clear.
You know, this is why the SAG-AFTRA union was so big and went on strike when they did, because they want to use AI. They want to take jobs away from the entertainment industry. They want to take jobs away from everything. I sent you guys this AI thing that parks cars now.
Yeah.
Like everything in life, they want to take over with AI. Who's going to be working in 10 years?
Have you seen WALL-E?
I mean, we've got to stop this AI rush. We really do.
I loved WALL-E.
It's a great movie.
All the like humans are just flobs with like their little like screens in front of their faces.
They don't get up. They don't do anything. It's
scary. Definitely crazy.
I mean, it's
bizarre.
Have
you seen Jurassic Park?
They want to get AI calling games and stuff like that.
It's terrible.
It's terrible, man. It is awful. And I'm not just talking about our industry. I'm talking about every industry is going to be impacted and affected by this, where they're going to eliminate jobs. And the only people who are going to have jobs are CEOs bossing around AI things.
Yep. Like until the AIs figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out of this one, man. Like we've got to hunker down and stand together on this. Do not let AI infest your workplace.
One word, this happened a few days ago, I believe, at PNC Park. Pittsburgh staffer and a fan getting into it. The staffer was the first to throw punches, but that was due to the fan exchanging words. One word.
Acceptable. You want to get into it with an usher at a game and spit on them with blood and all that kind of stuff. You're opening yourself up to whatever happens. So I say acceptable.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Stupid. Like, what are you doing? Just like, have you ever in your life like had a situation where you felt like you had to fight an usher?
Yeah, it's ridiculous,
sir. There's been Richards before that have been like, can't sit there. There's literally nobody in this row for the last five innings. I'm sorry, you can't sit there.
Okay,
I'm out. Or you know,
over-officious usher is like
it's tough.
Ask my parents sometime, and you'll see them at Dancing with the Stars. I've been complaining about ushers at games since I was a child.
Really?
The event staff people that just stand there and try to boss you around. Like, you got a little power for 5 minutes, and you're going to execute all that power. But this usher was not in the wrong. The fan was in the wrong. Really? The usher responded.
Welcome on and back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morty with you here still. I don't know if we're going to lose him today. We may lose him on Monday, though. He said...
Depends on what happens over the weekend.
He said, Saturday, if they go down 3-0, I will not be pleasant to be around.
Yep, that is what I said.
That was off the record. That's now on the record.
What'd you say?
I said it'll be a quick exit at your house if we lose Bob.
I don't blame you, and it should
just be. Hey, I'll see you later.
No, that's fine. No,
just so you know.
So that's official Saturday we're at Bob's?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm giving you a warning.
The fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, if it's lose, it'll just be kind of like a.
Just don't forget that grill because we need to get rid of that.
Yeah, we need to. Okay, I'll get the grill.
Make sure you get that with you. You can take that. You can leave whatever you want. Just take that thing with you.
Okay. Before he leaves, he just is like, F your stupid grill, Bob. Yeah. Rips it up, throws it in his front yard. Take that, Aspen. Where's your mosquito dome now?
That's fair. It goes back to one of my best friends.
Tire with a smokehouse wing.
Britt Haney in college, we had this story. It was when KU lost to Rhode Island, I think is when it was. And a long, long, bad loss, second round of the playoffs. But it wasn't, you know, like they were good. It was the last year of like 99, Ryan Robertson, those guys, right? Most of the guys had aged out. And I remember they lost a game, and our friend Britt just tears out of the parking lot. Still, to this day, 26 years later, we go, hey, Britt, remember that time you tore out of the parking lot after the team lost to Rhode Island? He goes, yeah, and I remember that time you were peeing in my yard after the team lost to Arizona and the neighbors saw you. I'm like, well, things happen. We do crazy things when our teams lose, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old you are. You do crazy things when your team loses. And so if the Celtics lose, I expect you to storm out, and that's the way you should.
Okay,
I don't know that the Celtics are going to lose that game, though. I think I'm kind of with Dusty on this one with the conspiracy theories. They're going to want Game 7.
Yeah, I'm excited. What are we smashing on Saturday? Are we supposed to like?
Well, it's 2:30. I mean, that's kind of midday type of stuff.
So is it to eat before?
Well, I mean, you have your lunch and your dinner afterwards. You know, you can come over for some cocktails. We can order something. Obviously, we'll figure it out. Yeah, I told you I got some hot dogs coming in from New York for the weekend. There we go. So,
yeah.
No, that'll be fun. Weather will be great too.
Supposed to be fantastic weekend weather-wise. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like mid 70s. Okay, Smash Your Pass brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Here, if I can get this, it's KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Number one, it's a new menu items. Have any of you had the chicken tenders yet at McDonald's?
No, I have not.
No. They look good.
Okay.
They look
smash.
They look a little
they kind of look like long nuggets. And I'm not going to say what I mean by that is like they got the boot looking nugget, yeah, like elongated, right? And it looks like a long boot nugget. I'm like, okay.
They stretched out
the
nugget.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. Yeah.
Stretched out the nugget.
I mean, look at it. There's one that looks like the old shoe, and I'm like, oh man. I was like, did they stretch out the nuggets?
But no, McDonald's is introducing a McFlurry. Oreo cotton candy McFlurry.
Oreo cotton candy.
Seems like you shouldn't put those two together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it probably tastes pretty good, I would imagine. Yeah. But like everybody's doing these cotton candy flurries, blizzards, whatever you want to call them these days.
It's a cotton candy renaissance.
And we're all three kind of pass on cotton candy.
Yeah, I'm not a cotton candy guy. Yeah. It's always just sticky. It's always there. It's a film of sugar. Like
it's a nightmare for me.
It is. Yeah, I'm out on that.
It's sticky fingers, stained hands, stuff. I'm out. Like it's like
not a chance.
It's tough for me. I mean, I love Cheeto Puffs. I really do. Yeah. Love Cheetos in general. Yeah. But I have the biggest anxiety when I meet them because it's like my fingers are orange.
We should invent Cheeto gloves where you put the gloves on and you eat the Cheetos to protect your hands.
Dangerously cheesy. Another one that's out that is now official. It's not just like fake news. Like we actually saw this. Pop-Tart is coming out, and they are out apparently in some areas. With ice cream sandwiches.
Which flavor are we talking
about?
You
have the cinnamon, brown cinnamon sugar, or whatever, smash. Brown sugar cinnamon. Mm-hmm. You have the, like, chocolate fudge.
Smash.
And then you have the strawberry Pop-Tart. So essentially, smash. Ice cream sandwich build with a Pop-Tart on each side and the ice cream in the middle.
So the ice, it's ice cream in the middle and the Pop-Tart serve as the sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd try that. Yeah.
Keep it away from me.
Yeah, I don't know if the strawberry one kind of rings my bell, but the other two sound decent enough that I would try.
Yeah, I'm not a chocolate guy, but strawberry and cinnamon, yes.
What's the cinnamon ice cream? What kind of ice cream are they putting in that?
Vanilla.
One? Vanilla, I'm in on
that. And then the chocolate one is chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, I can do that. Yes. Yeah, that sounds
Pop-Tart
good.
Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich. The only thing that gets
so
weird
that's
about
that now.
I've seen pictures.
We talked about this. Yes,
like,
we did do this.
The only thing that's weird about these is that like you all have that moment with an ice cream sandwich, and you know what I'm talking about. Where it starts to get soft on the side, and you go middle finger and thumb.
And you got to lick around the sides.
And you got to give that stroke of the tongue.
Yeah.
You just got to hope someone's not making eye contact with that time. Or if it is.
Well, everybody's doing it. Who the hell cares?
I mean, it's just how you do it. Are you aggressive with it or not? The other one is the collaboration that blew my mind and why I never thought of this before. Somebody made a pepperoni pizza dog. They took a bun, put garlic butter on the outside, put a hot dog in the middle, put mozzarella cheese down, marinara sauce, and pepperonis, air fried it, came out, looked like a slice of pepperoni
pizza. You missed one major step, though. You screwed up. They put the cheese down, then the hot dog, then more cheese.
Oh, that's right. There was cheese in the bottom of the bun.
That bottom bed of cheese is key for this whole thing because it keeps it all together.
It's like a cheese blanket.
And exactly. Nobody is not eating this. There's not one human being on earth that would look at the pepperoni pizza hot dog and say, nah, I'm going to pass on that
one.
If you are thinking to yourself that you're passing on that, you're lying to yourself. Or you just don't want to admit that you're a fat guy in disguise, man. Because that looked unbelievably awesome. Like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Bun, cheese, dog, cheese, sauce, pepperoni, air fryer. Hell yes.
Yeah, give in to your gluttony on that one, man. Just have a moment because that is going to be good.
Yeah, that looked delicious.
Yeah. Oh, man. Then the last one, Nothing But Cakes. It is a sin of a place. They have put together two of my favorite collabs. Lemon blueberry bundt cake.
Yeah, that's a good spring summer type of cake.
True.
You know,
very
a light
seasonal
cake. You know, it's
I
not
am very
weigh
high
down
on lemon. I'm very high on lemon. I think lemon is one of the greatest flavors in the world.
You like lemon bars?
Love them.
Yeah,
I love lemon bars. I think the lemon Skittle is the best. I think the lemon Starburst is the best. Oh. I love Arnold Palmer's. Obviously,
lemon lord.
Lemon Lord.
Do you think the lemon tree's very pretty?
Yes. I get that reference. Anything lemon. Like you could just, you could squirt my face full of lemon juice and I would feel refreshed.
Yeah, but the fruit of the port lemon is impossible to eat, dude.
Yeah, well, when life gives you lemons, what do?
You put them in your dishwasher and clean it out that way.
No, you make lemonade.
Yes. That's what old people do at restaurants. I'm sure you experience that. Water with lemon, please. And then they pour packets of sugar and squeeze the lemon, stir it up, and then they have their free lemonade because they're so cheap.
No, old people don't do that. What? Cheap people do that.
Cheap people, not old people?
Old people get hot tea in August. Ugh. It's frigid in here. Ugh. It's 99 outside, yeah. Carol. I'm sorry that I'm in all black, long sleeve pants. No drawers, if you needed to know that. Sweating. And the AC's on 68. No but drawers. I just should have brought my jacket. I'll do a hot tea with some honey.
That's an old person?
Oh, yeah.
So cheap people are the lemonade makers at the table?
Yeah, because they'll order it the same way every time. Can I get a water with a bowl of lemons on the side, please? Yep. May I ask? No, you're good. And then
lemon water is good for you, but if you see him pouring the sugar packets in.
Yeah, we got you.
I like to.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
As for a water with a side of cucumbers.
Oh, that is good.
That's nice.
Yeah. Like every once in a while in the summer, I'll slice up the cucumber, put a pitcher of water in the refrigerator with cucumbers in it. It is really refreshing. Yeah.
It's super good for you. Coming up on the other side, we dive into what is. Well, I got to play something first before we do that, because I got to give you a chance to, win
Finally,
something.
I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Yes!
Yes!
I think the right way.